The phone lines are open on Comedy Palooza, 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. We are taking your calls on Comedy Palooza on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to Comedy Palooza Radio with Fred and Sheila. That was a very interesting interview with Matt Bergman. We really appreciated him calling in. We've got a great interview coming up with Mondo here in this segment. Now, we did want to tell everybody that on the 16th of April, we're going to have a special show, and everybody knows that we support different charities, different nonprofits, and one of them that we do have a passion for is the Child City in Chicago. It's called Moose Heart, and it's the Loyal Order of the Moose has that. And on the 16th, on the first show segment, we will be interviewing the communications director from Moose International, and he's going to tell all of us about the Child City and how we can help them. It's just an amazing place because the kids are the future of our country, and they're going to be the next veterans that we support. What do you think, Sheila?
Oh, I think that's true, man. Anything you can do with for kids really helps our whole country. Helping the children helps the country.
Well, that's, you know, we try to do everything we can. You know, you figure you do enough good deeds for people and eventually it'll come back to you. Maybe the listeners will start growing more and more and more and will be popular. I talked to this guy, the other day, and he's from this show. He's got this show called Superhuman Radio. And
real
cool guy, Carl's his name. And, he gets just in downloads of his episodes every week, 75,000 plus downloads every week.
Wow.
That's amazing. But he's been doing his show for about 3 years. And you know what? I just found out that Mondo is with us. This guy coming up, he's performed in New York City at Stand Up New York Comedy Club and New York Comedy Club, the Tiki Lounge in Lake George, New York, Ocean City, Maryland, and numerous comedy clubs in Connecticut. He is also an actor appearing in movies and performing with local theater companies in Connecticut. Ladies and gentlemen, the world's largest Puerto Rican comic, Mondo. Hey, Mondo.
Hey, what's going on there, Fred?
Hey, what's up, brother?
What's happening? Sheila, how are you?
Hey, Mondo-licious. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has been, baby. How you been? Good?
I know. I've been real good. I'm just so excited. I'm so glad you're on Comedy Palooza today. How you been doing, Mondo? How you feeling?
It's great. I'm doing great. I tell you, I'm doing really well. You know, I don't know if you noticed, but I recently lost 160 pounds.
Wow, that's wonderful. Yeah, how'd you do that?
I kicked my son-in-law out of my house. No, but it's great. Life is great. I've quit drinking, and you know. Every day is a good day. You know, the good news is I quit drinking. The bad news is I'm mainlining black tar heroin every other day.
Oh, Mondo. I know better than that. Michelle wouldn't let you do that.
No, she wouldn't. No, she wouldn't. But everything is great. Everything is great.
So now, you know, there's a lot of politicians running around our country right now, Mondo. And I just need to know if you're going to vote this time.
Yeah, my wife bugs me to vote, and so you know, I was thinking about voting, but you know, I'm kind of like hung up because I was thinking about voting, but I want to vote till I have a horse in a race, you know, a Puerto Rican president. That's what I'm waiting for, you know, because I live to see the day that we have a Puerto Rican president, because you know what will happen if we elect a Puerto Rican president.
What?
Every room in the White House will be full. You know, cousins. Pit bulls, children, roaches. You know, the inaugural dinner will be buffet style, you know, all that good stuff. The drunk uncle in the back selling beer. It's a beautiful thing.
That would be a beautiful thing,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Now, I've known Mondo since, I don't know, what year, Mondo? 2003?
No, longer than that. Probably.
Really?
Like, yeah, probably like three. Yeah, three or two.
We met in a parking lot of a club. I thought he was a bouncer or something. Then he started hitting on me, and I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah, it was my opening line. I got you, right? It was something like, do as I say, and I won't hurt you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Where are you parking your car?
Yeah.
Try to get the keys to my car. What's that about?
Hey, I was so, I mean, right.
Mondo, a lot of time has passed, and I heard a little rumor about you. I heard you're a grandfather now.
Yeah, believe it or not, I am a grandfather. My daughter did it to me. I'm a grandfather at 43. It's a beautiful thing. It's my grandson is going to turn 1 year old on April 25th. He's a beautiful baby boy. His name is Terrence Earl Secor III. And with a name like that, that's a lot of pressure on him to succeed. You know, once you start putting Roman numerals behind a kid's name, that's a lot of pressure. You know, he's got to do one or two things. He either has to be really successful and make a lot of money or take up a lot of self-defense classes.
Oh, I bet he loves his grandpa, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He's the apple of my eye. He is my world. We call him affectionately Goobers. You know, my daughter's favorite candy is Goobers, and, you know, that's her favorite thing in her life. Right now it's her son, my grandson. So, yeah, Goobers it is. Goobers
for life. You're teaching him. What are you doing, teaching him how to eat Kentucky Fried Chalupes?
He eats like a new fireball, I'm telling you. He puts the food away, you know. But I guess he's got his grandfather's appetite.
I'd say so, because you're a big old boy. How tall are you, Mondo?
6'3", on a good day.
6'3".
6'3", 305 pounds. Latino. Woo! You don't see many of those walking around.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't. So at that stature, are you still married?
Yeah.
Okay, I just checking.
Yeah.
Because you're suave. You're a suave Mondolicious. Yeah. That's your nickname, Mondolicious.
You gave me that name. That's my favorite name. I use it.
I know.
Yeah, I've been married to my wife. Yes, we're still married. We've been together. This will be our 25th year being together. And I tell you, she's a special woman. I wouldn't know what I would do without her, you know. But, like I tell everybody, you know, if I had 6 months to live, I'd marry her all over again because every day would feel like forever. You know.
Do you have any projects coming up, Mondo?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. I actually have a project coming up this Saturday. It's a I'm doing a 60th birthday party in Greenwich, Connecticut. And I have my fingers crossed, hoping she's still alive. You know, 60 years old, they get up there. And I want to make sure she's still around for Friday because I could really use the money. But I'm also involved in an independent film that will be starting to reshoot in May. The name of the project is called My Name is Lance. It's written and produced by Keith Trusinek and Rich Masati for Charlie Rose Productions. And we'll get that started pretty soon. And I'm also hosting a fundraiser for the Stanford High School Marching Band at Stanford High School in Stanford, Connecticut on Saturday, April 12th at 8 o'clock. And tickets are still on sale. You know, so if anybody's in the area and want to come down and check out some good percussion bands for high school, it's a fundraiser so they can go out to a competition out in Ohio. So a good buddy of mine, Ed Strain and Tommy Carlucci, asked me if I would help out. And, I can't say no. So I asked them. I told them, I said, I'm in. Just tell me when and where and I'm there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's cool. That's a good thing.
Oh, she's back.
She's back.
Listen, I heard
back.
You have a little bit called Know That You're a Puerto Rican If.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do a lot of that stuff. And it's
can you do some of that for us? I think that'd be pretty cool.
Sure, sure. Like, with me, being 6'3", 300 pounds, over 300 pounds, and being Puerto Rican, it's, you don't see a lot of that every now and then. So there's ways of finding out if there's a guy who's Puerto Rican. So if you're looking at him or a girl and you have your doubts whether they're Puerto Rican or not, here's a few ways to find out. If they have their kid's name tattooed somewhere on their body, there's a good chance they're Puerto Rican. If they've ever used a butter knife as a screwdriver, they're Puerto Rican. If they have a cousin named Papo or Maria, they're Puerto Rican. If their car stereo is worth more than the car, then they're Puerto Rican. If there's a 15-year age gap between generations, their grandmother is 60, their mother's 45, they're 30, their child is 15, and they have a newborn grandson or child, they're Puerto Rican. Also, if their 18-month-old baby drinks coffee out of a bottle, then they're Puerto Rican. Oh, and that giveaway, if you go into the house and they have two TVs stacked on top of another, one for sound, one for picture, they're Puerto Rican. I got all those.
Oh,
well, Mondo, we've really enjoyed having you on the show today. Thank you a lot for being here.
It's been my pleasure. I look forward to hearing from you guys again and calling back in, and it'll be a wonderful thing.
Hey, our listener lines all the time.
Yeah, that's cool.
And good luck with your show for the marching band. That's great. I think it's great you're doing that.
Yeah, it's cool. I like those guys. I figure I'd do anything for them. Anything for food.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Mondo.
Thank you very much.
We've really enjoyed having you. You know, it's about time to go to commercial break. So, but everybody, we've been speaking with Connecticut comedian Mondo, and you're listening to Comedy Palooza Radio on TalkZone.com. Don't forget the listener lines are open, and that's 888-463-6748. That's 888 go for it. Call in anytime. We've had people that have called in doing impersonations. You got a joke to tell us, anything. Pick up the phone. Don't hesitate. Give us a call. We'd be glad to have you on the air. Be sure to visit our website at comedypaloozaradio.net. But now we've got Tom Tran coming up here during the next segment, so don't go away because it's going to be great. And we'll see you right after this word from our sponsors.
Jim, come out, honey. You have to go to work tomorrow.
I'm not coming out, Valerie.
Jimmy, this is crazy. Oh, hi, Tom.
Val, Jim's at it again?
Yes, ever since we got the Jayco RV, he has problems leaving it.
Jim, you can't do this every weekend.
Oh, yes, I can.
Wow, this is great.
See, told you.
Look at this kitchen. Got a cold one in the fridge?
Yep.
Thanks, buddy. Are these cabinet doors solid oak?
Yep.
And the space? Full bathroom?
With a shower.
Whoa!
Tom, is Jim okay?
Yeah, Val, he's fine. We, need a minute.
Comedy Palooza Radio is brought to you in part by Cunningham Campers in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Visit us online at cunninghamcampers.com or use the link on the Comedy Palooza website. Cunningham's, selling Jayco RVs for almost 35 years.
Tom, this is Sue, your wife.
Who?
Jayco, America's most livable RVs.
Hello, this is Sergeant Wes Simpkins, former United States Marine. During the years of service to my country, I found myself stationed overseas without my family several times. Places like Naples, Italy, Beirut, Lebanon, Monrovia, Liberia, Toulon, France, and more. During these separations, the USO was there to guide me through the airports or lift my spirits with some of the best entertainment in the world. Still today, the USO is there supporting our troops, both here in the United States and in the war-torn countries of the world. The USO depends on donations from our citizens, and I invite you to join me on ComedyPaloozaRadio.com and make your 100% tax-deductible donation today. Our men and women in uniform deserve the best care and entertainment possible, which you and I can help make happen. Come to ComedyPaloozaRadio.com and use the banner link to make your donation directly to the USO. Thank you, Comedy Palooza Radio, and all of you out there for supporting my brothers and sisters in uniform.